Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Luna County artist Diana Lamarbe, sculptor and tile maker, to talk to us about Braceros, Melding History and Art. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you, Emily, and I'm so very pleased to be here today.
You're welcome. Tell me, what is Braceros, Melding History and Art?
Well, it is a traveling art and history exhibit. We will be starting in Deming, New Mexico, the month of January. We will be opening it January 6th, beginning at the Deming Art Museum, where there will be an oral presentation of the history, and progressing from there to the Deming Art Center, where the rest of the visual exhibit will be. The Braceros, the name given to a worker permit program, the meaning of the word Braceros was strong arm, meaning laborers and workers. And these Braceros is talking about the worker permit program that the government brokered with Mexico in 1942 at the time they knew we were going to war, with most all of our men going into the services. The women went to the factories, and the farmers that they didn't allow to join the armed services because they needed the farmer's home had no labor to help them. So this worker permit program was vitally important, bringing that labor force into the country to get the crops out of the field and put new crops in. That is how this country was so well fed during World War II and several decades there later.
And how did you get involved and interested in the Bracero program?
Well, it's an interesting story. I came to Luna County in 1979 from Tanana, Alaska, where I was a teacher in a bush village. I came to New Mexico and lost my heart here. It's wonderful, the dual cultures. It's such an exciting place to live. And one of my new friends was a rancher woman named Velva Hurt, and she became a mentor, teaching me the history I did not know. Being born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, I didn't know the history of the Southwest. Well, she was telling me about 2 years ago about the Braceros and that worker permit program. Well, I hadn't heard of that. I hadn't read it in the history books. Nobody ever said anything. And here I was about to turn 70 years old and never having wondered, how were we fed in this country during World War II? And I thought, well, this is history we can't let slide. This is history that is so important. It was part of how we survived as a people and how a wonderful culture made what was here already even richer. So to me, that's what got me going on this idea.
As an artist and a sculptor and a tile maker, when did you get started in doing that?
Well, I had this nebulous idea in my head, and I couldn't really put it into words. So I made three sculptures of Braceros to get a visual and a verbal dialogue with myself, because I had to get it to where I could talk about it before I could figure out how to do it. And once I got that dialogue, verbal and visual, with myself, I realized, yes, this is important. You can do it, but not by yourself. You've got to get help. So the first person I went to was Raymond Cobos, the retired sheriff from Luna County. When Raymond was a little boy growing up in Hachita with his grandparents, the next door farmer hired him when he was 11 years old to come and be an interpreter, because Raymond was bilingual and the farmer only spoke English, but he had Braceros working for him. And they only spoke Spanish. So Raymond, as a little 11-year-old, had his first paying job, and that's where his interest started with Braceros. And although he spent his life in law enforcement, his love and passion for history has never, ever, he hasn't lost it. He is still so passionate about history, talking to people, getting and recording their stories. So that's what he is doing. And all of the text and the talk will be from Raymond Cobos. then I needed a painter. And you just can't find a painter anywhere that is going to be able to capture all of this. Well, a Las Cruces oil painter, Jerry DeRochers, grew up on a small family farm in Nebraska, helping her father farm and take care of animals. She has this innate love for the land and for people who work it. Her specialty is painting fields and field workers. And when I saw her work, it's the kind of work that the colors she uses, it makes your soul sing. You can't help but be happy and look at all of that because it is the beauty of nature. It's the beauty of man. And it turns out that she and I got accepted for a different show later that year, and we got thrown in together because of my sculptures and her paintings. And we met each other, and so I'm saying, Jerry, would you do this project with me? Well, the minute I told her about it, she says, count me in. I want to. So now there's three of us. But Raymond said, Diana, we've got to have a pickup truck. Because without trucks, the braceros could go nowhere. And without the pickup trucks, they couldn't come into town and do shopping. And they couldn't go from one job to the next. So you've got to get a pickup truck. I said, Raymond, I don't know how to make a pickup truck. And he says, well, figure it out. So I got to talking with my neighbor up the road. And he worked for the movie industry and in theater as a props and set maker. And so I went up to him. I said, can you make me a pickup truck, Rick? I really need a pickup truck. He says, well, I don't know, Diana. How do we do that? How big do you need it? So to kind of shorten that story down, Rick has made a phantom pickup truck because this story we're telling is about the workers, not the truck. But we needed to have that feeling of the truck. So the very last sculpture that's happening is Botwell's truck and three figures that I have made to go with that. And that will make the 11th of the sculptures that will be shown in this exhibit.
You called it a progressive art exhibit.
Well, when I was a little kid, they had progressive parties. I only heard about them, but they would start at one person's house, and they'd go there and have crackers and cheese. And they'd go to the next house and maybe have a glass of wine. And the next house was maybe salad. And next to the last house was a dinner and then dessert. And it was all at different people's houses. And everybody got up when they ate or drank whatever they were supposed to, and they tromped on to the next place. So the audience moved around and they were able to get the flavor and feeling of what they were doing through that means. So I thought, why don't we do that with this opening? Because we needed a hall for the talk that will be given by Raymond. And when the people come out of that talk, it's only three blocks over to the art center. So we're having local actors that will be on that route going to the art center. So as the crowd comes out, they go from one bracero and hear his name, where he came from, what his dream was, why he came. So then you go to the next one, and each one of these will be stories that have been gleaned through lots of talking to people by Raymond. He has written them up, and they represent one of the sculptures in the show. And so by the time the people walk that three blocks up to the center, then they go inside, and that's where they get the visual part of the exhibit. And that will be Jerry's lush and wonderful paintings with black and white photographs we have arranged to use from the Smithsonian Archives, actual photographs of the workers during those years. And then you go from one painting to the next with these wonderful photographs in between, and the floor will be the sculptures. And I have tried to portray the sculptures in a way that you will feel. This is not something like you're looking at, like with Jerry's paintings, they're just drop-dead gorgeous. Well, my sculptures are not. My sculptures are full of pain and anguish from bending over for 12 hours, cutting lettuce and doing the different things that it took. And these people came and did that work and were tickled pink to do it because they were getting a fair wage.
The pictures for your sculptures then, was that from the Smithsonian and then where you got the visual of the pain that they were going through?
Absolutely. And lots of other photographs, just ones that came up on websites. People would print out a picture and send it to me with the people actually bending over. And every time I'd go in and out of town, I live about 7 miles out of town, and I'd look at the field workers out working in the fields. And I am constantly taking photographs in my mind. I have these visual images, and then I also use the photographs, like, you know, for picking potatoes. I've never thought about it. I go to the grocery store, I pick potatoes, it comes in a bag or individually. Well, these guys had this apparatus that fit around their back and their hiney, and in front it held a bag open, and they had other bags hanging all the way around their waist on their backside. And as they'd fill with potatoes, these bags, they'd put the bag aside, keep moving, and at the end they'd go back and pick up all these bags and re-equip that belt around their back with new bags. Well, you know, I had to have a photograph to try and figure that out, and it was really, really hard. But my golly, you know, it never dawned on me how hard it was to pick up and do potatoes like that. We've gotten very spoiled.
We still have field workers going out, as you said, picking potatoes and lettuce and cabbage and all fruits and vegetables that we have at our tables today. And what's going to happen when we no longer have these field workers coming in?
We're going to be a lot hungrier, and what we do get is going to be so very dear. I'm watching that in the grocery stores in Deming now. We're not getting all of the fruits and vegetables like we used to from Mexico. And that is part of what is happening. Plus, we do have workers now today. They're not called braceros. They have letters and numbers for the program, but it's the same thing. They are workers. And we are having a second reception for them on January 20th, because they won't be in the country on January 6th. So we have a woman named Diana Novello who is taking care of that for us. And that second reception will be January 20th. And that will be in what we call Art Park. It's just a half a block down Pine Street from the Deming Art Center. And this is for today's braceros and their families. And so to have everybody feel comfortable, they will have the reception food, the mariachi band, and Raymond will do his talk in Spanish at Art Park. Then the people can walk that half block back and forth to the art center, see this exhibit that is honoring who they are and what they do and what the people from 1942 and on were doing. It's open to the public. Everyone can come, but this one we're doing specially because these people need to realize how important they are to any of us that have ever stopped to think about it. Mostly the people that don't think about it are the people that would find exception.
Again, this exhibit opens on January the 6th, Braceros Melding History and Art, starting with oral presentation by Raymond Cobos at the Deming Luna Mimbres Museum, 301 South Silver Avenue, with actors portraying braceros, telling the stories and histories and experiences, and on the way to the Deming Art Center, 100 South Gold Avenue. And this will take place January the 6th, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it'll be on display through January the 30th at the Deming Luna Mimbres Museum. And then it'll be coming to Las Cruces on June 1st?
Yes, and oh, we are so excited about that. I put that proposal into the Brannigan Cultural Center, and they accepted it. And this is such an honor. We are so excited. And that's when we knew for sure that the traveling show was something that could and would happen. So we come over here the 1st of June, and there will be talks and things at that time. We'll have more information on that as the time draws nearer. It will run clear through to about the middle of October.
I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us with such passion about the braceros in the 1940s, putting food on our table. Again, Diana Lamarbe, Luna County artist, sculptor, and tile maker. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.